The author's name is Pam Houston.
I wrote a book called Deep Creek, Finding Hope in the High Country, about a 25-year relationship I've had with a homestead in Colorado's high country at 9,000 feet.
Houston says it really wasn't her idea to write an entire book about her home in the wilderness, at least not at first. The book's concept was originally suggested by her editor at longtime publishing house W.W. Norton, who told her,
I want you to go on a book-length adventure. And, you know, she meant dog mushing to the North Pole or sailing the coast of Turkey or something, because that's the kind of thing that I'm always up for. But then I was headed home after a semester of teaching out in UC Davis and getting closer and closer to this ranch in the Colorado High Country that I love. I've been here for 25 years. I realized I had been here for 25 years. And I thought to myself, oh, that's my book-length adventure.
Having always had a ferocious spirit of adventure and wanderlust, Houston says this was more than a little out of character for her.
Nobody expected me to set down roots and commit to a piece of land and let it grow me up and teach me about responsibility and all these things I've done over the last 25 years because I did this crazy thing and bought this 120-acre ranch for 5% down, which was all the money I had at the time, and, made a commitment to protecting it.
Still, Houston admits her life has had many unexpected twists and turns. One of them certainly occurred in 1992 when she wrote her first book.
I never would have thought Cowboys Are My Weakness would have given me my whole career. I was just writing stories about chasing men all over the West. You know, this book I wanted to write because I realized it had been the great love story of my life, me and these 120 acres, and it had parented me in a way I wasn't parented.
Which led to her current and sixth book, Deep Creek, Finding Hope in the High Country.
When I started, I just wanted to focus on the ranch exclusively, and then it was my agent who read a very early draft and said, isn't this where you talk about what happened to you as a child? And I grew up in a very violent home. My father broke my femur when I was 4 years old. And so the ranch was a real sanctuary from that. And then a little later in the editing process, you know, as it became more and more apparent that we're in the middle of this climate catastrophe that we're in, you know, I felt like I had to address that because here I am writing about my little slice of paradise up here at 9,000 feet, which is basically the last valley that'll go underwater.
But Houston doesn't simply gloat about her particular piece of unspoiled wilderness. She urges action to reverse or at least slow environmental degradation everywhere. She also senses that the desire to connect to the natural is universal, even among those who can't seem to disconnect from their phone screens for more than a few seconds.
I think the need for wilderness and wild things and natural beauty and fresh air and trees and mountains and rivers and oceans, I think that is really common, no matter how distracted we get by contemporary life.
And this week, Pam Houston returns to another favorite place.
I've been to Tallahassee, and I like it very much. I've seen some manatees there, and and I love Tallahassee. And I do have a little chapter in my book about Florida. You know, as a place that there's been all kinds of environmental degradation, and the animals are kind of working around it. In the chapter I write about Florida, it's kind of a model for us, how to the osprey nest in the middle of the construction zone. Like, how do we wake up every morning in celebration, but also in concern?
Houston is appearing at the Capital City's Midtown Reader on Wednesday between 6 and 7:30. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.